Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview and promote people who are making a positive difference in this world. My name's Tom Tutall Cunningham. I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor, and my definite purpose is to help people live positively with and through the many and varied challenges of life. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since the age of 5, and that happens to be 45 years now. And in that time, I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced, which makes me sound like a spider, and I've been hospitalized about 40 times. I also stand about 5'1". I lie online and say 5'2", but really 5'1", and that's due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone that I had to take to fight my arthritis. Of course, everyone who knows me knows that despite those physical challenges, which I never talk about except when I'm on the radio, I always answer amazing when asked how I'm doing. So find out more about me at tall.com. And it's an exciting interview today. I have Marianne Node, and anybody in OrganoGold knows Marianne. She was one of the founding members of OrganoGold. Mark Wunder told me, Mark Wunder's on the line, he told me something about first diamond woman or something, but her story is one that many people can relate to. She struggled financially and emotionally for years as a single mother of 3. Being a purpose-driven person, it's always been in her heart to make a difference in the world. And 5 years ago, a dream came true in the name of OrganoGold when an unknown new company approached her with a vision that matched and even exceeded her own. And as a holistic healthcare practitioner, she felt on a very deep level that health, wealth, and personal growth was wrapped up in a beautiful gift called OrganoGold. And it was through OrganoGold that she was first introduced to my favorite, 17 Principles of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, Law of Success, PMA Science of Success, in all 17 principles. And so now she's achieved way beyond anybody's expectation of her own financial freedom. But more than that, she derives really deep satisfaction by inspiring others on all levels, including emotional, spiritual, financial, and physical. And she's well-spoken on the benefits of Ganoderma. Millions of people literally have heard her talk about it. She's a gifted speaker and artfully combines humor and directness in her seminars, earning her amazing reviews in many countries. Knowing the challenges of raising children alone and being the primary income earner, Marianne relates to the plight that most single mothers and single fathers face. Her motto is to maintain an optimistic attitude in life and to push through your fears. In order to get something different, you must become something different. Part of her personal growth came from hosting an online health radio show called Spilling the Beans. And our mutual friend, Shane Moran, co-founder of OrganoGold, spearheaded this idea, and over 1 million listeners it attracted globally. Pretty cool stuff, Marianne. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm so excited to be here with you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Marianne, we could take 45 minutes just talking about our mutual friend, Shane Moran, couldn't we? Co-founder of OrganoGold.
Isn't that the truth? What an amazing man. Shane has been so instrumental with all, and his beautiful wife, Josie, with the gift of OrganoGold, the gift of friendship, mentoring me as a coach. So many things. Yes, we could go on for, you know, at least 45 minutes about Mr. Moran.
And I've heard from many reliable, numerous sources He's the very same person today as he was years ago, very caring. When I think of the 17 principles, I automatically think of enthusiasm for Shane. I've known him a long time. I've known him in different ventures. I've known him in different areas of life. And if he's enthusiastic about something, it's very hard to say no, because he really broadcasts that enthusiasm on to you. And he's such a good guy. And so I love Shane. And he's the one who got me to rethink and grow rich. What's
you
that?
He's such an authentic. He's so authentic, Mr. Morand. Shane is well-grounded. You know, like you said in the beginning there, you said something about Shane, you know, being the same person he is today as he was 5 years ago. You know, except, I don't know, I think we didn't, I don't know about you, I didn't think he could be any more enthusiastic, but I believe he is. You know, he's very inspiring, and yes, and he has an innate ability to connect with people on all levels, and they feel that connectedness with him, and that truly is a gift.
Yeah, it really is a gift. And yet at the same time, you spoke about Josie, and she, whenever I talk to her, I always try to ask, is he balancing his life? And she always reminds me that whenever, almost any Sunday, he is on his hands and knees playing grandpa, making funny noises that grandpas make and having all that. So he does also take time for family, still the same person with family as he ever was. And so that's quite a tribute, because a lot of people would change if their situation changed like Shane's has. So let's start with your life before this amazing experience with Shane and OrganoGold. A single mother of three kids, like being a single mother is hard, but three kids is like more than the average. And so do you still have a positive attitude when you're a single mother with three kids?
Absolutely. I believe attitude dictates so many, it can make your life so much different. And when you're a single mother or a single parent, because we have, you know, fathers out there that are raising children, or grandparents even that are raising some of their grandchildren. But, you know, if you're just, there's just one of you, it's really important that you're showing the children, you know, that you have to create an environment for those kids to thrive in. And they're so connected to you. So they would know if you were having, you know, if you're having a bad day, but it was how you reacted to what some people call a bad day. Situations happen. But it was difficult to be raising three children. A lot of people do it. I had three great kids. They're, you know, my what I'm most proud of in life. And It was an opportunity, you know, now when I look back, for, you know, them to teach me and me to you know, teach them. So I learned from my children, they learned from me. You know, there were some days when, you know, you didn't have anyone to lean on. You know, you don't have that significant other. And when you're, you know, also the primary income earner, right? So, you know, I think the most difficult thing, Tom, was not having all the time that I desired to be with my children, because I worked. So that was, you know, but
I think that's the for myself, single mothers are the greatest heroes in society. There's a lot of them. Now, there are single fathers. You pointed that out. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
There's single fathers, too, but single parents, let's say single parents, that is, it's like giving up your entire life, really, because between, as you said, being a provider, you really can't even get sick, really, or take time off for yourself, because you got to leave that sick time for kids, and then also nobody to talk to unless you want to talk baby talk or kid talk all the time, and still, you know, having to raise moral, good, kind kids, it's beyond what most people would want to have to go through, and yet to maintain a positive attitude through that just sets you up for the blessings that are to come, right? And so you met Shane a while ago, right? How long ago was it that you had met Shane, and had you heard of this Napoleon Hill before you met Shane?
No, I had not. But, you know, I had been on a personal development journey for, you know, probably the past 25 years. I met Mr. Moran in 2004. So it's been about 10 years that I've known Shane. Yeah. And it was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he say, read, think, and grow rich?
Well, yes, he did. And, you know, he not only did he say read it, but he demonstrated it. You know, he lived it.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
there's a difference, you know, when you start to, maybe you don't understand all the principles at first or you don't even know about it, but when you can observe how people move through life and the examples that they set, that is profound right there. So when I did eventually read Think and Grow Rich, there was a lot of principles that I'd already had known about, but there was lots that I had not. And it was the way it was all woven together, the 17 principles. You know, Napoleon Hill was a genius, an absolute genius.
Yeah.
And, you know, the results of it. And, you know, isn't it true, Tom, that it's one of those books that you read and then you reread, and every time you reread it, it's like, did I miss that? And, you know, because on the second or third or fourth, you know, way through it. But, what you know, I believe what's happening is that we start to develop blooms. It's like we're blooming as a flower. And, you know, each time that you reread it, it's almost like another bloom comes that, you know, your mind, you know, couldn't conceive it, perceive it, wasn't ready for that. But upon reading it, you know, you just keep developing. So, yeah, it's a brilliant, it's a brilliant book.
And because they're universal principles, I think that's why, you know, they're easier to internalize. And then, as you said, you could read it at different times of your life. But there's 17, so not everyone's going to use 17. Let's say they use 4 to 6, but that combination of 4 to 6 is going to change throughout your life. At some points, maintenance of sound health is going to be more important than going the extra mile or pleasing personality. And so every time you read it, as you said, you're like, what? Did I miss that part? And then the big thing you mentioned is Shane lives Napoleon Hill. Since he's in his early 20s, he's lived Napoleon Hill before Organo Gold. He was investing in real estate. He was a successful business person. He always had a positive attitude. And the very first goal I ever wrote was using his victory book system, writing it in personal, positive, present. I met Brian Mulroney, who was the Prime Minister of Canada at the time, and I did get to meet him, and I brought Shane with me. And so the very first goal I wrote was using his victory book system, which he still says he has that victory book from years ago. Him and I got to meet the Prime Minister of Canada. So this is something he's used a long time. Now he found the right vehicle with Organo Gold. And then wasn't it brilliant? And I know you know it's brilliant because of what you're doing. Wasn't it brilliant to combine a brilliant product with the health benefits with the Napoleon Hill Foundation? Like, they get knocked on their door a lot. By a lot of companies, and I don't even still know how Shane did that, because there's bigger companies than Organo Gold that, at the time, that were approaching the Napoleon Hill Foundation to partner with them. But as I said, if Shane gets enthusiastic about something, don't try and say no, because you're not going to be able. And so putting this partnership together, and Dr. J.B. Hill, the grandson of Napoleon Hill, remarks how he loves Shane and Organo Gold because he said it's a true partnership. It's not just Napoleon Hill and these other personal development courses or things we recommend. It's only Napoleon Hill. You sponsor, or you, and we have someone on the line who has been the benefactor of your generosity. You believe in this so much that you pay for people to become certified Napoleon Hill instructors every year, don't you?
Yes, I do. And it's a great honor for me to do it, because through these principles and through, you know, this amazing company, Organo Gold, and the brilliant products that we have, you know, I was able to now live a life of freedom, financial freedom, freedom comes in many ways, right? Not just financially, but, through, yourself developing. So, it would be wrong for me not to share that, that now that I've reaped so much, and it's important to give back. So what I do is I provide, a gift of the Napoleon Hill Certification Course to individuals, who demonstrate leadership and a passion to make a difference in other people's lives, right? Because, so when I observe who these individuals are, leadership can come in many ways, right? So when I observe that throughout my business organizations, I know that by helping them to get the certification, that they've already demonstrated that they're leaders, right?
Right.
That they want
right.
to make a difference. Well, what bigger difference, than getting out there and teaching this and learning about it and sharing it with other people? This is the true gift. So I think it was, when did I start? 2012, Mr. Peter Kamerman and Mr. Steve Martin were the recipients that year, and that was when the certification was in Ireland.
I was on
awesome.
That trip.
You were, well, you're on most of them, aren't
I
you?
I was on that trip. That's when I first heard, wow, I'm here because of Marianne. I was like, wow, Marianne. And Steve Martin,
yeah.
he could be sitting quietly in a room with a whole pile of people, and he still has the most charisma. I don't know his voice, the way he looks, but when he speaks and when he's around, he's a noticeable person, and you can tell why. And if you ever heard of his definite purpose, it's pretty powerful. Now, actually,
it's very powerful. He's very genuine. He has a genuine.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a kindness. He has that kindness, but yet he has a strength, and then there's, Mr. Kamerman, again, you feel that kindness, all heart,
yes.
and then last year, or this year, I guess it was, Mr. Dave Doyle and Shannon McVay-Yance.
Dave, are you on the line?
Actually, yes, I am, Mr. Cunningham. I'm here, listening in.
So talk to Marianne, she's talking about this year was yourself and Shannon. And so thank you, Marianne. I didn't get to go on this one, and so I didn't get to meet Dave Doyle. What was it you saw in Dave and Shannon that you thought, okay, these guys are already leaders. Now I'm going to give them the tools.
Well, there was always been something very special about these two. And what's interesting is not only are they both successful business people when I met them, but they were friends, right? They knew each other. And the leadership qualities, the genuine of heart, and just that basic, really grounded, down-to-earth people, but very sharp, business-minded people. So, you get all that wound up together and fun. I think you can tell I like to have fun. We can't have too much fun around Mr. Dave Doyle. So, I saw that. And Dave, I want you to, could you just briefly, what I would like to ask you is that, I know there's a lot, you probably could go on for 40 minutes, but if you could pick, even one thing that you really impacted you and you came back from Italy, this year, is there something? Can you even boil it down to one thing? The difference, since you got
back.
Wow,
that really is almost impossible to do. First of all, what do you mean you can't have fun around Mr. Dave Doyle?
Oh, I said you can't have too much fun. You can't have too much fun around Mr. Dave Doyle.
Exactly. Okay, I misunderstood. But we definitely like to have a lot of fun then. Obviously, first of all, I have to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Mr. Cunningham, thank you for putting on the show. It was an honor being on here a couple weeks ago. And, guys, literally, I just received an email about 3 minutes before the show started. And I had no idea that this was even going on. So I just called to listen in. But, I'm glad you took my introduction, and obviously I have to sing the praises of Miss Marianne Node. What an amazing human being. She has become a dear, dear friend, a mentor, business partner, and obviously receiving a gift such as this is, I mean, it's an honor beyond words. But, you know, when you receive something like that, you have to believe that, you know, I feel like I'm a pretty good guy. I'm a pretty good dude. And I like to do good things and all this stuff. But when you get a gift like this, it's like, wow, I've got to be doing something right. And, you know, you have these amazing people who believe in you and see things in you that you don't see in yourself. And it's absolutely phenomenal. So coming back from Italy, I mean, being in that kind of headspace and soul space with 30-plus like-minded individuals who have gone through this, and being in that kind of, you know, energy and vibration for 7 days, wow, there's nothing, you know, I mean, guys, we go to Organo Gold events, and Mr. Mark Wonder, who we all know, is a huge contributor to creating the atmosphere at our Organo Gold events. But we go to these events, and you know the energy and the vibes in the room. But attending a Napoleon Hill training course is a very different energy. It's the same, but it's also very different and so intimate and so deep, because you have this just the mindset is just on another plane. And so that is, I guess, the one takeaway. And I really am tuned in to what I'm looking for in the people that I want to be around, I guess. So, that's just one fraction of something that I could talk about, but thank you. I don't want to take up any more time. We want to hear more from Ms. Marianne Node. Thank you both for asking me on.
Dave, that's an amazing description. It's a more intimate setting, beautiful surroundings, amazing people. You're all kind of focused on your definite purpose, and a lot of times people's definite purposes can merge with each other. So you meet people like Jeremy Razor and his board games, Achievus and Ticket to Wealth, and you know, he becomes an Organo Gold distributor, and someone else becomes an Achievus distributor, and so these are the kind of things that happen. But it's a more intimate, a lot more low-key atmosphere, but really more your brain and soul are having a meeting about what you're going to do with these amazing principles. Hey, Mark Wonder, the amazing Mark Wonder, as Marianne said before this show, if you had a last name like Wonder, you'd have it made. When I saw his name, online the first time, I thought the last name was made up. But Mark Wonder, you're here on the line with us. Do you have any questions or comments Marianne,
you know,
or about to go ahead?
I do. And thank you so much, Tom, for doing this call. It's been a blessing to be a guest on this call before. And Marianne Node is just one of the most incredible women just on this planet, not just, you know, because I know her from Organo Gold or, when you first start doing personal development, I'll tell you something, you kind of hear it, you start learning how to do it, and then you start going through and growing through that process. You know, I never knew that there was such a thing as the Napoleon Hill Learning Center, that you can go ahead and do what you're talking about with the scholarships, and you just gave me a new why. You gave me a new goal to look forward to, and definitely that's something that my eyes set on. And Marianne, thank you so much for all that you do as a human being. But when you were talking earlier, Marianne, you were talking about, you know, manifesting the success in your life through your personal development. So how does one person, you know, that starts to hear this, could be, you know, the beauty of Facebook, you know, people are calling in right now that are listening to this call right now because they saw it on Facebook but never heard about Napoleon Hill. What would be your suggestion to that person that really wants to make that success into their life, and why Napoleon Hill is important to do that?
Well, success, you know, like Mr. Miranda always says, success leaves clues. So, you know, more millionaires have been created or have been developed through the information in this book. So basically, all I can do is go back to my, you know, my story and what I believe. And the very first thing that, Mark, thank you again. You also have a very special place in my heart. You know that. And I appreciate you on so many levels. But what I find is that a lot of people, what I had to do, first thing I had to do before you even start the personal development and learn, you have to take responsibility for where you're at right now. You know, you can't blame anybody, your parents, you know, my education, my, because I'm, you know, too short, too old, too young, too poor, whatever it may be, live on the wrong side of the tracks. You know, it's just about, it's about taking responsibility of you and knowing that what you have and, you know, everything in life, you create it. You take responsibility of that. And so you don't beat yourself up. You don't, like I said, judge others, whatever. It's just a matter of taking responsibility. And then you have to take steps, right? You have to start with little steps. So why not start with reading a book or listening to an audio? And in my opinion, Think and Grow Rich is a stepping stone, page by page, that you take one little step, one little step, one little step, and you grow. And, you know, you heard me mention earlier, Mark, that this is not a book that you just read once. You read it many, many times. And so, you know, it has proven principles that work. And I have not had a person that I personally know who read this book and did not come away with something quite profound for them, right? And they work. The principles work. So I guess that's all I can say. And it's, you know, I think it's kind of a well-kept secret in some areas, but and some circles of people. And, you know, it's my intention to get it out there. And, yeah, and so that's exactly, you know, why Mr. Cunningham does this. He's so, you know, you're such an ambassador for Napoleon Hill, the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and we're all very blessed to have you in our lives, Mr. Cunningham, and thank you for what you do.
Stop now. But it's all Shane Moran. One time Shane, when this first got signed with the foundation, he told Judy Williamson, he said, "I know the biggest Napoleon Hill fan in the world, and you have to make him a speaker and an instructor." And so Judy got her marching orders from Shane, and Judy has been so instrumental. You know Judy. You see her on stage.
I actually
meet her
spoke
in person.
With her
She's
yesterday.
So
what an honor that was.
You did?
Yes, actually, Judy and I had a conversation. And were your ears burning? Because we were talking about you.
She was emailing me.
Of course,
me.
It was all good things, Tom. She's a delightful lady. I absolutely love her. Again, there's a woman with so much knowledge. And but she doesn't walk around like she's a know-it-all. Again, very grounded, very genuine, somebody very approachable, and just basically, you know, just an awesome woman. I can't, you know, I've had some, one time we got on a call together. I mean, an hour slipped by so quickly, and I feel that both of us felt we could have, you know, went on for another hour, and I just so look forward to seeing her, because did you hear the news, Tom?
What's that?
Would like to take this opportunity to announce the recipients for the Napoleon Hill certification next year in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, just in my
Canada.
Back. Am I,
Is that
oh,
the one you're
awesome?
Going to go on as well? Are you going to go on
yes.
that one too?
Yes,
I'm going to
be
on the
I'm
going to
be at
one.
That one.
Oh,
so, oh,
I'm
going to
go on
we'll
the Greece
to
one.
Both.
Maybe,
we'll manifest.
Maybe, yeah.
You come to both.
Oh, so you
know
have,
what? I'll see
you're
in
going
too.
To announce? This is what Judy was
Well, I'm
going to
announce
about.
The recipients of this year from my team is Mr. Mike Rebecca out of Saskatchewan and his beautiful wife, Jerry Lynn, Rebecca.
Wow.
They're the recipients. And then I actually honored myself. Because Mr. Doyle and Mr. Kamerman and Mr. Martin, Miss Shannon McVeigh-Yance, you know, what a doll she is. They've been imploring me, you know, why don't you take, we want you to take it, gift yourself.
Yes.
So, absolutely. So, Tom, I will be seeing you in Greece also. Now I'm all in. And I highly recommend that, you know, just seeing the growth from the people that have taken it, you know, and the people that I've met that are, like yourself, certified through this amazing information and course that's being offered. What amazing shifts and changes and how that you're really getting out there impacting the world. So, you know, anybody who's listening to this, you absolutely not only need to look at, you know, reading this book, and I mean, there's many books, you know. One of my favorite books is The Law of Success, and
mm-hmm.
I also really like, you know, Do It Now. And that was, you know, by Napoleon Hill and also co-written with our beautiful Judith Williamson. You know, I mean, there's so many. You can work your own miracles. It goes on and on. There's so many amazing books that you can read. But think about taking the course.
Yes.
Think about the education.
Yeah.
I think that people need to explore these possibilities and go and do some research on what's entailed and, you know, how this amazing organization is making such a difference in this world, you know.
Right.
And then that's really what we should be doing.
Exactly. And this is how I think of it, too, because I think even before I took it, I was like, you know, how am I going to teach Napoleon Hill? That's a proven success formula. I don't have to have Tom Cunningham's 7 ways to be the best at this. Napoleon Hill put the principles there. And so to be able to be certified, Marianne, wherever I go in the world, I mention it, whatever, in elevators with someone. My wife works at a courthouse in Brampton. She mentions Napoleon Hill around there, and prosecutors have read it, judges have read it, security guards have read it. It's a universal principles, and this allows you, what if you wanted to help kids? What if you wanted to help underprivileged people? Whoever you want to help, you have the principles to teach them to help themselves. And so, wow, what an opportunity where the ordinary person can be a Napoleon Hill certified instructor. They don't have to make a full-time living at it, but what if you want to teach young people? What if you want to teach single mothers? What if there's a group of people that you really want to impact in your life as your definite purpose? What better way to teach them that they need to have a definite purpose, that they need to have enthusiasm, initiative, self-discipline, and all those things? And so what an opportunity, and the people you meet and that you develop relationships with as part of this is way better than you get in reading a book. Now, 2 things, Marianne, that's so important with Think and Grow Rich. It kind of starts with the phrase, thoughts are things, but then also we also have to remember that we also have to have positive emotion because, you know, those two go together, thought and emotion. So talk about thoughts are things, but as well positive emotions as well.
Well, yeah, the two really, and, you know, thank you for saying all that. You know, like, I couldn't have said it better, what you regarding the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And I think that the key word that I just want everyone to focus in on that you said was proven, you know, the proven 17 principles, right? Proven. So that's an important word. Thank you.
Marianne, can I add one more thing here?
Sure.
Judy Williamson, when she talks about proven, it's taught, and their offices are at 2 major U.S. universities, Purdue University and the University of Virginia. We're Canadians. We don't necessarily know, but those are big universities. And it's taught for credit at those universities. Tony Robbins isn't taught for credit at universities.
I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And so, yes, and then all these other people that I love, the Zig Ziglars, the Tony Robbins, the Jim Rohns, they all congregate back to Napoleon Hill. And so it's proven even by the people we love as speakers, because they proved Napoleon Hill's principles. So, yeah, that's a great one. So now talk about thoughts, because I love to talk about how we have about 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day. And if you're watching TV and listening to the radio and to your negative neighbors, they're probably not filled of positive thoughts. So talk about having to choose positive thoughts, but also recognizing when the negatives one comes and then go, hey, let's get back to Napoleon Hill here. Because the thoughts, it all starts with thoughts.
Absolutely. Well, it's through our thoughts, you know, that emotion is attached. And a lot of people, you know, don't recognize that, I don't think. For example, you know, I just, you know, want anybody who's listening on this, this recorded call that I don't, you know, my habit is not to watch the news. I don't read the newspapers, you know, none of that thing, those things. I don't get on the net. I don't cruise and look for negativity, or because basically the media and our society is based on you know, media, fear, right? Something that lack of, you know. So, you know, number one, I stay away from that. But when I really recognized, when I really got it, Tom, that thoughts were things and that it was such a big part of my creative process, that once I got it rolling, you know, you maintain that optimism, right?
Mm-hmm.
The emotion needs to be with it. The passion. Are you passionate, you know, about what you do? And or whatever it may be. Are you happy? Are you a joyful person? But if your thoughts are things. And what I found is that when I started it rolling, you know, and good things were happening. You know, they talk about that synchronicity and that law of attraction or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
That is all combined with thoughts and feelings. You attract who you are. I truly believe that. And people who maybe, you know, show up in your life and maybe they're not a positive person or whatever, we can learn from them too. I think that we're all teachers and we're all students, right? So
yeah, exactly.
One way of knowing that you're that you've lost, okay, that you're on the wrong track, is if you're sitting and you start feeling negative, you start feeling sick, you're anxious, you're worried, you know, what were you just thinking? Stop and go back. And what you're going to find is that usually you were thinking about something negative, somebody said something, whatever it is, do I have enough money, I don't feel good, I hate the drive home, whatever it may be, right? All of these things. So you know, go back and then start. We need to take control of our mind. You know, our mind usually controls us. We don't control our mind. And as you said, all of those thousands of thoughts that we have day to day, the majority of them are all the same every day, every day, every day, every day. So we have to be.
Yeah.
It's like a recorded message that keeps going on and on and on. And making a conscious effort, and a lot of times it requires you being in the moment. It's pretty hard to not be mindful when you're in the moment. You are. You're mindful. You're aware of what's happening around you. And you're not going to be thinking about the past, are you, if you're in the moment? And you're not going to be thinking about the future if you're in the moment. And if everybody realized that it's in the moment that all life happens and creation. I believe that you're part of being a co-creator with your higher power, whatever you want to say it is. But, you know, we're part of this. And so everything that happened to us, every memory, every event in our life happened in the moment. And, you know, or they call it the present. And it truly is a gift. It is a gift.
Yes.
But most people are very seldom in the moment. So watching your feelings, if you're not feeling good and whatever, go back and check it out. Now, what happened was my life started to change more and more and more. And just as easily as I've created this amazing life with you know, the attraction of amazing people, you know, like
mm-hmm.
Mr. Dave Doyle and who's on the line,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Mark Wonder and yourself and whatever, it's as easily as it's come, I've attracted it into my life, just as easily I could send it away by my thoughts and by my emotions. So what most people do is they blame, you know, everybody around them, but you need to take responsibility and start to understand the power of this mind, the power of the emotion. Our design is amazing. You know, I'm a holistic health practitioner. Part of my training is recognizing how the mind and the emotion plays into our health. And, I mean, it's just recently in the past maybe 10 or 15 years that science has actually caught up to this. And now they're absolutely documenting this, and doctors are able to now work with people more effectively in helping them because they actually are seeing that there's a correlation there. So, it's important.
Powerful.
What you think
powerful.
Is important, Tom.
What you think, and being mindful, because when you're mindful, then you could be aware that, hey, this is stinking thinking. What did I get on to this? And you can focus back on, all right, I listened to this book yesterday about a guy born with no arms and no legs. So what an inspiration he was, or what an inspiration this person is. So when you're mindful, then you can more quickly recognize that, hey, this isn't my way of thinking because, hey, you and I have them too. I have
mm-hmm.
times when my 50,000 thoughts are complaining or grumbling, you know, the idiot driver ahead of me, or, you know, if you're married, you often think my spouse or this or that. But when you know these principles, that thoughts are things, you can more quickly recognize that, hey, this is getting me off track. Here's my purpose. I am so grateful for this. And you get your thoughts back on track. And then, as you said, the emotions follow from there. I hear people say, you know, how tired they are. They can't do something because they're too tired. But I often use this example. What if you found out 3 minutes from now you just won $38 million in the lottery? How tired are you going to be? And yet, what changed? What changed? Like, you didn't get more rest, you know, a day didn't pass,
absolutely,
3 minutes.
Absolutely, that's a good one. That's awesome.
And so, like,
you know
what changed?
Think about
all of a
this
sudden
also.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. No,
I would say you wouldn't even sleep all night. You would have just said 3 minutes before how tired you were. You won $38 million, and pretty soon you'll be up all night, all the next day. You wouldn't even need sleep. So you can change your thinking and your emotions in a second. So
absolutely, you can. Oh, well, I was just going to say that where thoughts go, energy flows. You've probably heard that saying, right?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
do you know, so what I'm saying to people is that, you know, whatever you're focusing on will expand. So are you focusing on the things that you want to get bigger in your life, or are you things that you don't? So let's say I don't have enough money. I'm worrying about the bills. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Energy is going to flow to that. More bills, less money. So once you understand this very simple concept, you will only think about things that you wish to be expounding on, that you want to expand, and that you want to create and co-create take the right actions. I mean, you can't just sit around and think about things. I'm sorry. And it's all just going to flow to you. There has to be a certain element of action that needs to be taken. And, you know, all these things that you'll learn through the Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich, the 17 Principles, and many other books. But the most important thing, an easy thing to do, Tom, and this was one speaker years ago that I did try this, is when you're first, in the process of taming that mind of yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You put an elastic band, just a regular elastic band around your wrist.
Yeah.
And every time you have a negative thought or you're worrying or whatever, you just snap it, okay?
Yeah.
You just snap that
Mark
band.
And later,
actually, it was with another leader that, I think it was, Oh, it doesn't
great
matter
idea,
who
then.
I know.
Great
yes.
idea.
Yes. So what's
right?
happening, and then replace that thought immediately with something positive, the exact opposite, right? And so that, you know, I mean, you don't have to do that forever, but what it does is it starts to give you an indicator of how many of these thoughts are, you know, in our mind, and it's just creating that awareness of what's that one book? I'm just going to actually walk in my house right now because this book I look at a lot, and it's by, hold on, where did that go? That beautiful little Asian lady about the mind garden, you know?
Christina Chia.
Oh, man.
The Mind Garden.
I love that book.
I have the book right in front of me right now.
Okay,
Christina
there you go.
Chia, the Mind Garden. Yeah.
The Mind Garden. And I often talk to people about, and I use a lot of things from her book there about, you know, is your mind fertile? Is it a fertile place for you know, good things that are growing or things that you, you know, where is it? Is your mind, like, just focused so much on negativity? You know, what is the conditions of your mind garden? And a lot of times, the mind garden, the seeds that we sow, what we're sowing into our brain, and even these young kids that, you know, I'm sorry, I'm going to be the one that says it, you know, me, I'll say whatever's on my mind, that are playing these games all the time, you know, these violent games, or watching violence continuously. Do not, you know, for people to think that this is not affecting their mind, that this is not affecting our minds, you know, if we watch these violent things or whatever, I mean, you know, that's asinine. Of course it's affecting.
Oh.
So what are the seeds that you're putting into your mind garden, you know? And so I highly recommend that book, too. That's like, that's
powerful.
Awesome.
And we both have it within 3 feet. I have it right very close to my desk, ma'am, and I love Christina Chia. She's a Malaysian franchisee for the Napoleon Hill Foundation. So very cool that we both love that book. Now, it sounds like in the new year, you're starting something that it sounds like it could be very close to your definite purpose, a new radio show. And it seems like you've picked a group of people, you've picked a niche that you want to really help people.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about this new radio show, because it sounds like it's kind of up your definite purpose alley.
Right. Thank you for bringing that up and allowing me to briefly discuss it. You know, this new online radio show that I'll be launching in the new year is, number one, it's called The Sisterhood of Inspiration. And basically, it's based on women, inspiring women, supporting women, coaching women, and learning for us to create a sisterhood. Because really, what's happening in our society, and this has been going on for a long time, we see it in the media and whatever, is that women are being played against each other. You know, some of these programs, some of these magazines, and women are always comparing themselves to each. You know, women are always seems to be comparing themselves. Am I too old? Am I too she fat? She's more, she's this, she's that, whatever. And, like, this has been, I believe, passed on even from some of our mothers, not even knowing. And so I guess my whole intention is that we stop this nonsense and that as women we need to come together and support. This is about helping, inspiring. So there will be a certain element of the Napoleon Hill information that will be shared on this call, this show, whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But also I'll be interviewing other women who have they've had victory in their life in some manner, whether it be on a monetary level, a health level, raising children, you know, whatever it may be. But these women will have a story, and we all have stories, don't we?
Yes, and that's what
we
I
all
love.
Have
that's what my purpose is, to help people live positively with and through their challenges. So when you hear these stories, then you think, okay, then when your mind goes to, as you were saying, oh, no money to pay the bills, no money to pay, then you think, wow, I just listened to a great radio show by this person yesterday, and they had this challenge that makes mine look silly. And look at what they're doing with their life. And then now your thoughts are back on track. And so when you hear those stories of other people, it kind of can be used in a funny way that you think, well, Ellie's my life isn't as bad as hers was, but look at how much
exactly
her life. And so if she can do that with less than I have, then A, let me stop griping, and B, let me get to work to find out what this lady did so I can impact my own world the same way.
So there will be, you know, like interviews, and exactly, and you know what, we know that the stories move us. We're human beings. It's the stories that move us. And maybe somebody is going through pretty close the same thing that, you know, this story, and just to give them that you're not alone. I think there's a lot of people, and I just know as a single mom, I felt really alone. Like, I didn't feel like I really had a support system. So this is a support system. This is an opportunity for us to learn, to reach out, to inspire, to teach, to mentor, you know, coach, whatever you want to say it,
yeah.
Other women. And that's so I'm really excited about that. And then there's two parts that follow. One will be a retreat that I'm going to be.
I was thinking you would be good at that. And maybe
so
even
we'll
little
retreats.
Chapters in different cities or something?
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen, Tom. You know, that's brilliant. See, there you are. You're helping me create.
You might get half a dozen people all from one area, and they're like, I want to have a monthly meeting with you ladies. And so, wow.
And, yeah, we'll bring some guys in. Of course, we want,
so,
you know,
yeah,
we can be inspired.
Can we listen to the shows, too?
Absolutely. So if you have women in your life, and, you know, another thing is that we need to understand ourselves. We need to understand the men. And that, you know, as a therapist for years and years, I heard both stories, right? I used to hear from men and women. And, like, we're really different. We should not be, you know, belittling each other. We're all wonderful. The genders are amazing, and their differences are there, and they're wonderful, and we're different. We need to understand each other. So, you know, there's you know, that's going to be part of this, too. And then the one other thing, Tom, that goes with that is a series of, like, seminars, like going to cities and, you know, speaking and getting in front of people and having other women do some speaking, you know, with these seminars, myself included, and just to inspire and be in the person and hug that person and, you know, maybe have some of the Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich books that they can buy and, you know, whatever. But, you know, I'm very, very excited about this.
Wow. And what you said is so, I love it so much, where you feel you're alone. And I've been in a number of men's Bible studies. And, like, when you get men just talking their real mind with no mask, then you think, wow, it's not only me who thought that once in a while or experiences that. And so when you hear other women who will be, I suffered depression, I thought this, I had this happen, other people listening are going to be like, wow, I had that happen too. And I didn't know, I thought I was weird or strange or crazy or stupid or nutcase, but other people, when you find out that other people have the same errant little buzzaboo thoughts in their brains, that doesn't make you nuts. It just means that, you know, the negative tries to push in there. And when you hear people have gone through things that you're like, wow, you know, that's amazing. I got nothing to complain about. All of a sudden their outlook's changed just because they heard somebody else's story. And you never know when you could help someone listening. They're like, I need help from her. I could help her. And so this is going to be more than a radio show. I imagine there's going to be different cities where people want to get together. Maybe they want to do service projects for kids in the neighborhood.
Yes.
But who knows? Maybe single mothers will get together and start definite purpose clubs. But I think this is going to be powerful, and I love the title of it too. How did you come up with that, Sisterhood of Inspiration?
Well, it showed up, and I was in the flow, and
very
it was this all happened within about an hour, and it just the information started to flow, and I don't know if I was downloading some information because I was masterminding with, you know, people on the other side. I don't know what was going on. But, you know, it was – there was something going on. And
wow.
It all came together really quickly. I wrote it down, and I actually I don't have it in front of me, but even the mission statement, you know, the intention,
wow.
what our objectives were, everything.
Wow.
And then I started a list right off the get-go of the women that I wanted to interview. So I already have a list going. And,
nice.
You know, I'm hoping that I would be able to interview, and I will be asking her. She's going to hear her name now. Judith Williamson, you know, sometime, because that would be like totally phenomenal. It would be such an honor for me too. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
I think you could turn these interviews into books too, because you can get them transcribed, and then you have advice from 50 women of different stories of inspiration. And you did the interview. All you got to do is transcribe it. Now you got a book, and now you got Sisterhood of Inspiration, Volume 1, and. Next thing you know, it's chicken soup for the soul, but sister.
You know what?
So
you are brilliant. Thank
possible.
You for helping me with this. We're just crazy. See, now, people who are listening to this, this is how it happens. You know, everybody's like, how is that all? It's with others. You know, when we get
yeah.
when we come together, when there's more than one of us that gather, you know, we inspire and we help and we do all these things. So, yeah, the people are actually witnessing some of the Napoleon Hill principles, aren't they? We're
yeah,
actually,
exactly.
we're, you know, so this
we're
is
creating
this is
them
awesome.
Online as we speak. Yeah, and so now is one of the challenges with. You being so successful now that it's harder for, like, people to get hold of you? Because I'm thinking there's probably people going to be listening that say, wow, my mom has a story of inspiration, or I have a story of inspiration, or I have one. How would they send these stories to you? But here's what I find, Marianna, because what I write about, I get emails from people around the world, and I'm like, wow, what a story. So how would they get those to you? Because I'm sure there's going to be people that have amazing stories that are the examples of sisterhoods of inspiration, and they need to be heard.
Well, the first thing is that there will be an email set up just for that particular new segment that we're developing here, new chapter in my life. So for now, Tom, what the best thing to do is to Facebook me. And unfortunately, I'm very honored to have so many friends on Facebook. I am so honored. So I'm past, I think, you know, you can't be my friend anymore, but when you subscribe, we're past that. I'm kind of like maxed out there. But when you make a request, you're automatically subscribed to me. So then you can, I believe, message me and at least see the feeds and all that. And this will be put on Facebook and, you know, possibly within the next couple of days even. And we would love to have the emails from women who maybe even know women that of a story that we need to – and then I could – yeah. So that's awesome.
Wouldn't
Thank
it be even
so
more special – Wouldn't it be more special when someone nominates someone like my mom or my sister?
Yes.
You could, you know, if someone nominates themselves, you're thinking, okay, maybe ulterior motive. But when you nominate your mom or your sister or your
yeah.
best friend.
Well, you know what? I say nominate yourself. If you went through something, I think, you know, as
yes,
women, we
true.
Need to stand up and say, you know what? I prevailed. And it's okay for me to want to share this story because your intention is to help others. So, boy, I'll tell you what, if anybody's listening to this and you prevailed and you've had your adversities that you've met and you made it through on the other side, boy, you ring your own bell. You be sure to get a hold of me and let me know. So I'm really looking forward to this. And it's a huge passionate thing, I'm so looking forward to 2014 for so many reasons. But you know what? In the moment, you know, I'm in the moment right now with you. This has been such an honor also. You know, I really want you to know, Tom, that I was very honored for you to ask me and to be a part of this and to share my story, because it truly you know, I believe that through these stories, and, you know, I want everyone to know that I'm just, you know, I'm an average, I'm just the average person. I did no more and no less, you know, raising children than other people have done, but what I did was I eventually got to this point in time where I said enough's enough. I took responsibility. I was 50 years of age when I made that decision, you know, the way things were just wasn't working out for me, you know, based on what I'd been doing. So I knew that I had to change to get something different, and the personal development was crucial. And it is the most important key to achieving what you want to create in life. And without it, you can create something, but you may send it back because you're not feeling like you're deserving of it, or you self-sabotage,
right,
or whatever it may be. So, thank you again for allowing me to take
and
time
I love
to speak.
How you, I love how you ended that, because sometimes we see you now successful and traveling the world and all over the different countries, but as you said, till you were 50. And so that could be an inspiration to people too, that you are an ordinary average person, both of us, and but you persist, you keep on with the positive attitude, and if you keep on with the positive thoughts and the positive emotions, then people like Shane Moran bump into you, or you bump into someone just
you attract them. Yes.
You attract them. You attract them. So the part of the person who isn't where they want to be now is to maintain the positive attitude, because you could be very close right now to the person who's going to make that difference in your life. But if you don't show up with the positive attitude, that person who could help you is not going to recognize or want to help you. And so you maintain the personal development, the positive attitude, despite not showing fruition of it right up till the age of 50, until Shane Moran got involved. And when Shane Moran gets involved, things change and things move. And so, yeah, what a great inspiration. I'm looking forward to this show. Probably going to have a good audience of men listening. And, hey, men, if you're listening, you probably have wives who have stories of inspiration, and you probably have mothers who have stories of inspiration. Send those in. Nominate your mother. Nominate your wife. We all have these wives and mothers who've had tremendous lives. And so nominate them. Nominate them. Get a hold of Marianne. Thanks so much, Marianne. I appreciate it so much. I'm so excited about your participation with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. You're going to take the course yourself, your scholarships. And more I see at Napoleon Hill Foundation events, Organogold people at those events, and a bigger percentage. And to me, it's just, like J.B. Hill says, it's a real partnership where they really do teach those principles. It's not just for their personal branding, Organogold's personal branding. They live, they teach, they tell other people about the principles. And you see more and more every year, more people, Organogold people, are coming certified instructors. And then you also see the reverse. More certified instructors every year are becoming Organogold distributors. And so it's ending up to be a good combination for both people. And so thank you so much for those scholarships. I'm looking forward to hearing of your time with Judy Williamson and the group. It's going to be powerful. And I think starting your Sisterhood of Inspiration at the same time you're going to be starting the course, it's going to skyrocket both of them, and it's going to be a powerful experience for you. So thank you so much. I love to hear these stories of, as you said, average people. People see you now, but they have to remember you're an average person, and you just had a positive attitude. You kept it up. And so wherever people are in life, there are a lot of people in a lot of circumstances. Stay inspired, stay encouraged, stay positive. And just that alone is going to bring about change in your life. And so have an amazing
evening. Just know that if I did it, anybody can do it.
There you go. And that's what I say. I love those stories where you think, if that person can do it, I can do it too. And so those are nice to hear. Thank you so much, Marianne. You're on an amazing quest, and you're going to be changing people's. Now you have a number of vehicles to change people's lives other than just Organogold. You have the Napoleon Hill, your Sisterhood of Inspiration, and so now you're spreading out the knowledge, the attitude, the success principles in more ways than one. And so powerful, powerful. I know that people are just going to be starting to show up into your life to help you with this because it's needed all around the world. So thank you so much for what you're doing with OrganoGold, with Napoleon Hill Foundation, and with the amazing people that you're sending on these leader certification trips. They're quality people. As you said, they demonstrated beforehand that they deserve it, and you know that that gift is going to multiply itself to people and generations that you'll never meet.
Yes, thank you, Tom. It's been an absolute pleasure spending this last hour with you.
Yeah, we went over time, but like Judy's conversation with you, we could go for hours.
I believe we could.
Have yourself a great evening. Thanks, Marianne. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Good night, everyone.
Yes.